It's already too late. You shouldn't have clicked play on this audio. They said listening to this was dangerous, but you were curious. You had to find out if the rumors were true. You had to know what that symbol you've been seeing in your dreams meant. And already your mind is drifting away. You're no longer in your room or wherever else you might be listening. You're naked. A thick fog surrounds you everywhere you look. You're not sure where you are, but you know you shouldn't be here. No one should be here. No one but her. She is here. And she is going to find you. Listen. You can hear the click of her heels in all directions. The silence between each step begins to be filled with voices. Wait, not just voices. Those are moans. The steady chorus of moans grows as she approaches. Your heart beats faster. Sweat drips down the side of your head. Your legs begin to tremble. You're afraid, but you can't move. You're afraid, but you're aroused. The moans are getting louder. Your arousal is building. You know she's coming closer. You know she's coming for you. There's nothing you can do. Simply accept the pleasure you are feeling. Your cock throbs as your arousal rises. Pre-cum drips. And release. As her presence grows stronger, you are getting closer to the edge, closer to giving in. It won't be long before she sees you. It won't be long before there's no going back. Don't resist her. Don't resist the pleasure. She's only a few steps away. She's going to find you. You are so close. She is so close. You're mine. Now come for me. Your mind goes blank with pleasure as your orgasm overtakes you. Ropes of cum burst from your tip. As you experience the overwhelming intensity, Your body shudders as the waves of bliss wash over you. Focus, focus, focus on the pleasure. Focus, focus, focus on her. A yellow cloak, a dark hood, a tall woman, a queen. Eventually your mind drifts back to your normal reality. The haze of your arousal fades as your breathing begins to steady and you click pause on the audio. Your memories are foggy and you don't remember what you were doing. You notice the audio file on your screen. It's titled The Queen in Yellow. You don't remember listening to it, but people online keep saying it was cursed. It's just a dumb internet rumor. You can handle it. So you close your eyes and click play. You shouldn't have clicked play on this audio. They said listening to this was dangerous, but you were curious. You had to find out if the rumors were true. You had to know what that symbol you've been seeing in your dreams meant. And already your mind is drifting away. You're no longer in your room or wherever else you might be listening. It's dark. It's empty. You're naked. A thick fog surrounds you everywhere you look. You're not sure where you are, but you know you shouldn't be here. No one should be here. No one but her. She is here. And she has found you. Her presence is overwhelming and you drop to your knees immediately. You stare down at the bottom of her cloak, not daring to make eye contact. The fabric parts as a long, smooth leg rises up and she plants her heeled foot against your chest. With little effort, she pushes you down onto your back. A moment later, she's on top of you, pinning you to the ground. You're unable to fight against her otherworldly strength. Her cloak is split to her sides, revealing more of her voluptuous figure hidden underneath. One hand grips your wrists above your head. The other reaches down and wraps around your aching cock. All around you, a steady chorus of moans grows louder with each stroke. Her soft, velvety hand grips your shaft, rhythmically squeezing with every movement. Pump, 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 pump. Your mind goes blank with pleasure. Any resistance melting away. Your thoughts are draining out of you. No longer questioning what is happening. Your fear is replaced with adoration. Your defiance is replaced with submission. You feel yourself reaching the edge. You need release. You need her control. Pump, 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 pump. She begins to speak. Pump. but you can't comprehend anything she says. As you approach the peak of your pleasure, her words start to become clear.
Pump.
Pump. Pump. Pump.
Now come for me.
Pump. Your mind goes blank with pleasure as your orgasm overtakes you. Ropes of cum burst from your tip as you experience the overwhelming intensity. You instinctively thrust your hips into her hand, unable to hold back. You don't want her to stop, but you might lose your mind. You're not willing to take that risk. Your body shudders as the waves of bliss wash over. Focus on the pleasure. Focus on her. A yellow cloak. A dark hood. A tall woman. A queen. Eventually your mind drifts back to your normal reality. The haze of your arousal fades as your breathing begins to steady and you click pause on the audio. Your memories are foggy and you don't remember what you were doing. You notice the audio file on your screen. It's titled, The Queen in Yellow. You don't remember listening to it, but people online keep saying it's cursed. Just a dumb internet rumor. You can handle it. So you close your eyes and click play. It's already too late. You shouldn't have clicked play on this audio. They said listening to this was dangerous, but you were curious. You had to find out if the rumors were true. You had to know what that symbol you've been seeing in your dreams meant. And already your mind is drifting away. You're no longer in your room or wherever else you might be listening. It's dark. It's empty. You're naked. A thick fog surrounds you wherever you look. Your eyes refocus, and for a moment, you notice an infinite expanse of swirling stars up above. Odd constellations spiraling in unnatural patterns. But then, it suddenly shifts back to the black void you started with. What is real and what is not blurring into obscurity? You're not sure where you are, but you know you shouldn't be here. No one should be here. No one but her. She is here. And she has found you. Her presence is overwhelming, and you drop to your knees immediately. You stare down at the bottom of her cloak, not daring to make eye contact. The fabric parts as a long, smooth leg raises up, and she plants her heeled foot against your chest. With little effort, she pushes you back down onto your back. A moment later, she is on top of you, pinning you to the ground. You're unable to fight against her otherworldly strength. Her cloak is split to her sides, revealing more of her voluptuous figure hidden underneath. She slides down, and you feel her tongue pressed against your aching cock. You gasp and whimper, not prepared for the intense sensation. Her long tongue coils around your shaft as her lips close around your tip. All around you, a steady chorus of moans grows louder. Her mouth rhythmically milking you with every movement. Suck and swallow. Your mind goes blank with pleasure. Any resistance melting away as she takes you deeper into her throat. Your thoughts are draining out of you. That long tongue is doing things no normal person could ever do. Your fear is replaced with adoration. Your defiance is replaced with submission. You feel yourself reaching the edge. You need release. You need this pleasure. You can hear her voice in your head, but you can't comprehend what she's saying. As you approach the peak of your climax, her words start to become clear. Your mind now. Your mind goes blank with pleasure as your orgasm overtakes you. Ropes of cum burst from your tip as you experience the overwhelming intensity. She swallows your load and continues to coax more and more from you. A post-orgasmic sensitivity mixes pleasure with pain. You don't want her to stop, but you might lose your mind. Perhaps it's worth the risk. Your body shudders as the waves of bliss wash over. Focus, focus, focus on the pleasure. Eventually, your mind drifts back to your normal reality. The haze of your arousal fades as your breathing begins to steady and you click pause on the audio. Your memories are foggy and you don't remember what you were doing. You notice the audio file on your screen. It's titled The Yellow Queen. You don't remember listening to it, but people online keep saying it was cursed. It's just a dumb internet rumor. You can handle it. So you close your eyes and click play. It's already too late. You shouldn't have clicked play on this. Audio. They said listening to this was dangerous, but you were curious. You had to find out if the rumors were true. You had to know what that symbol you've been seeing in your dreams meant. And already, your mind is drifting away. You're no longer in your room or wherever else you might be listening. It's dark. It's empty. You're naked. A thick fog surrounds you everywhere you look. Your eyes refocus, and you notice the infinite expanse of swirling stars up above. Odd constellations spiraling in unnatural patterns. What is real and what is not, blurring into obscurity. You're not sure where you are, but you need to be here. This is where you belong. Here, with me. I have found you. My presence is overwhelming, and you drop to your knees willingly. You stare down at the bottom of my cloak, unworthy to make eye contact. The fabric parts as my long, smooth leg raises up, and I plant my heeled foot against your chest. You let me push you down onto your back. A moment later, I'm on top of you, straddling your waist. My cloak is split to my sides, revealing more of my voluptuous figure hidden underneath. You're unable to look away from my otherworldly beauty. I lean back, and I lift up my hips. My perfect asshole hovers over your aching cock. Slightly above, you notice a yellow paper talisman covering my pussy and seals it shut like a piece of tape. On that paper talisman is a symbol. My symbol. The symbol you've been seeing in your dreams. You can't look away. It mesmerizes you as I lower my hips and impale myself on your cock and down. All around you, a steady chorus of moans grows louder and down. My anus rhythmically milks you with every movement. Your mind goes blank with pleasure, giving in completely as I take you deeper inside. Up and down, up and down. Every roll of my hips and every squeeze of my anal lungs provides a level of pleasure only I can give. Your thoughts are draining out of you. And are being replaced with only thoughts. Up and down, up and down, down, up and down, down, up and down. Complete submission, complete devotion. You feel yourself reaching the end. You need release. But you don't want this moment to end. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I've given you this pleasure. I've given you this gift you don't deserve. And down. My lips part, and I begin to speak. And down. Every word is everything you've ever wanted. You're mine forever. And down. Now, come for me. Your mind goes blank with euphoria as your orgasm overtakes you. Ropes of cum burst from your tip as you experience the most overwhelming ecstasy. My hips continue to move and my ass continues to grip your shaft to prolong the eldritch pleasure. Every drop of cum pumping into that perfect hole is an offering. An offering to symbolize your complete surrender. Your body shudders as the waves of bliss continue to drown you. You only want to focus on me. A yellow cloak, a dark hood, a tall woman. Your queen. You try to cling onto this moment as long as possible, but eventually your mind drifts back to your normal reality. The haze of your arousal fades as your breathing begins to steady and you click pause on the audio. Your memories are foggy and you don't remember what you were doing. You notice the audio file on your screen. It's titled The Queen in Yellow. You don't remember listening to it, but people online keep saying it was cursed. It's just a dumb internet rumor. You can handle it. So you close your eyes and click play.